Okay, on va commencer. Alors, mes conditions matérielles ne sont pas idéales. D'abord, c'est un peu petit. Et puis, j'ai pas le micro. Alors, s'il vous plaît, respectez le pauvre prof qui n'a même pas de micro. OK. Deuxième importante annonce, c'est que la semaine prochaine, on m'a très gentiment invité à Londres pour parler à des gens importants, encore plus importants que vous. Et alors que je ne serais pas là, il n'y aurait pas de... Voilà. Je sais que c'est triste. Je sais que c'est triste. OK. Alors... Je vous demande donc de ne pas continuer les conversations parce que sans micro, ça ne va pas marcher. So, let me carry on then with part four. Part one was general introduction to the population and social classes and immigration. Part two was about education, schools, and... schools and universities, and here we are in part four. Never mind. Part four, the British media. So first of all today, I want really to look at British newspapers. And British newspapers are rather different from French ones. First of all, British newspapers are very popular. A lot of people read newspapers. It's very traditional to read a national newspaper in the morning and a regional newspaper in the evening. This is what my mother does. Yeah. In France, this is not so common. How many people read two newspapers yesterday? Not so many. Yeah. So a big number of newspapers are read in Britain. The other country where many, many newspapers are read is Japan. In Britain and Japan are famous for being a very high level of newspaper readers. Now, the newspapers are not always of very high quality. We will see this in a moment. So, at the moment, if we look, first of all, at the national daily newspapers, then the national daily newspapers, donc, comme les autres, je mettrai après, tôt ou tard, je mettrai ce diapo sur le blog. J'ai déjà mis jusqu'à éducation, c'est... Ça y est. If we look at the national daily newspapers, because of course you can have a daily newspaper or a weekly newspaper, and you can have a national newspaper or a regional newspaper. If we look at the national dailies, about half of the population, slightly less than one half, 44% of people read a national daily newspaper normally. And this is a big decline over the last 30 years, a continuous decline, which is partly connected with the fact that today, of course, people prefer to read on the internet. Of course, this is a problem for the newspapers because, well, there are, the advantage for the newspaper is that the internet writing a web page is not expensive. Not so expensive. You don't need to transport the newspapers. The disadvantage is, how can the newspaper make money? People don't like to pay. Sometimes newspapers have two sections on the internet. If you go to the website of Libération, you see that some articles are free, and some articles you cannot read if you don't pay. This is one possibility, to have a double system. In any case, sales of paper copies of all the newspapers are regularly declining, 5% every year. It's a little bit like music, compact discs. A difficult time, and the newspapers are trying very hard to think of new ways of making money. New ways of making money. What kind of adverts? C'est un problème général pour l'internet. Vous avez vu sur YouTube maintenant, vous avez plein de vidéos et assez souvent il y a quand même 20 secondes depuis vos débuts. And that's how they make their money. Okay. And of course, now, for a long time, internet was a luxury for the privileged, but now it's not. In 2010, 73% of all the homes in Britain were connected to internet. That's a lot of homes. Alors vous allez me dire qu'il y a 27% des foyers qui ne l'ont pas. C'est vrai, mais il faut compter là-dedans beaucoup de retraités qui n'en veulent pas aussi. C'est pas qu'il y a 27% de personnes qui ne peuvent pas se le payer. Okay. There are people who are too poor to have internet in their homes, but in general, people who want internet can have internet. Yes. Yeah. My mother doesn't want internet. Yep. Okay. So, general characteristics of the press. Of course, it is privately owned. This is an interesting question, because in most countries we have a different attitude. We have a different attitude to the television, the radio, and the newspapers. For example, in France and in Britain, there is national television, nationalized television. And in Italy and in the United States, we consider it's normal to have nationalized television organized by the government as well as private television. But newspapers in Western countries, we don't generally like the idea of a government newspaper, a nationalized newspaper. I don't know why. Radio and television, nationalized, and newspapers, not nationalized. That's the same in France and in Britain. So they are privately owned and controlled, generally free to print whatever they like. Yeah, so we have press freedom to some extent. However, this is limited by libel law. Do you know what libel is? Yeah, libel. Libel is when I write, he is a murderer. If I write in the Times in London, this gentleman is a murderer, that's libel. Yeah, it's what you call in French, diffamation. Yeah, I cannot write in a newspaper, he's a murderer, unless I have very good reasons to say so. Now, this is the libel law, libel. And libel, of course, journalists are very frightened of libel, because you can lose your job and you can end up in prison for libeling people. And finally, there is some censorship, the Official Secrets Act. And the Official Secrets Act, is a law which says that some things can be government secrets. For example, military information. Yeah? A newspaper, if they know, next week we know what the British Army is doing in Afghanistan, let's write it in our newspaper. No, it's not allowed. Yeah? It's the Official Secrets Act. And of course, there are always debates, because some people think the government is too secret. What happens in Britain is every year on the 1st of January, they publish a lot of information which is 30 years old. En général, par exemple, tous les comptes rendus des réunions ministérielles sont secrets pendant 30 ans en Angleterre. And every January they publish 30-year-old documents, and we always have some surprises. And sometimes it can be quite shocking. Yeah? But it's 30 years later. It's too late to make a fuss. So that's the situation. This is the most powerful man in British newspapers, Rupert Murdoch. He's an Australian billionaire, and he owns a lot of newspapers in Britain. So, traditionally, we divide the British daily newspapers, the British national daily newspapers, into popular papers and quality papers. Now, notice that I have inverted commas, popular papers, because some are very popular, some are not so popular. And quality, sometimes quality, sometimes not quality, yeah? It's not a guarantee, it's a label. C'est une étiquette qu'on a l'habitude, les journaux populaires, les journaux de qualité. Yeah, okay, that's the idea. And we will be looking at them in a moment. And in general, the quality press gets most of its money from advertising. So the quality press, for example, the Times is a respected newspaper, and the Times does not sell a million. It's long, it's a bit intellectual, they don't sell a million, but they sell it to people with money, and so the advertising is rather expensive. Or the Financial Times. If you want to advertise in the Financial Times, it costs a lot of money. Yeah? And of course, you are advertising for something expensive. Yes, Rolls Royce in the Financial Times. Whereas in a popular paper, you are advertising for, you know, Leader Price or Lidl. That's much cheaper. Okay. So the big division, popular papers, quality papers. But remember the inverted commas. N'oubliez pas les guillemets. Il n'y a pas de garantie de qualité pour des journaux dits de qualité. Oh, here is the full information of how they work. How do popular newspapers work? We sometimes say tabloids, popular newspapers. Well, first of all, a lot of illustrations, a lot of photographs, and good photographs, dramatic photographs. Photographs are very important.
Parenthèse, l'exception dans le monde entier des journaux, c'est Le Monde, qui ne savent pas prendre des photos.
Dans Le Monde, il n'y a pas de photos. Sauf dans Le Supplément, il n'y a pas de photos. C'est hallucinant, il n'y a aucun journal au monde qui a osé faire ça, sauf Le Monde.
Fortunately, Le Monde has a good reputation, and it's possible. But it's in theory, it's crazy to try to sell a newspaper without photographs. But Le Monde is the only one who could do it.
Okay. So the popular newspapers, big illustrations, catchy headlines.
Donc des grands titres mémorables qui accrochent.
Headlines which are funny, very often funny, short, a little bit rude, un peu osé des fois. This is very important in the popular newspapers. What is inside the popular newspapers? A little bit of politics and a lot of sports, celebrity news, etc. Sport, celebrity gossip.
Well, can I say the word gossip?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, good. Vous le pratiquez? Oui, je suis sûr. Okay, celebrity gossip. Yes, les commérages. Humour is very important. The popular newspapers are very funny. And this is one of the reasons people buy them. They are very funny.
Ça ressemble un peu aux vidéos qu'on voit à la télé. C'est des vidéos idiots.
Mais bon, qu'on ne peut pas s'empêcher de regarder. Wordplay, des jeux de mots, crime stories, death, murder, yes, delightful things like that. Problem pages,
c'est le courrier du cœur.
Yeah. In every popular newspapers, almost every day, there are two or three pages. Of course, I never read them. Never. I'm an intellectual, I never read problem pages. Well, maybe sometimes. Everybody loves problem pages. When you read a problem page, you say, oh, finally, my problems are not so bad. Look at these people. Problem pages and scandal. Of course, scandal. The Sun is the most famous, and they are famous for photographs of ladies without many clothes. Okay? Yes, photographs of ladies without many clothes. Which is a rather bizarre thing, really. Because, not the ladies, the newspaper. Because normally you read the newspaper in the metro, in the bus, at work. It's rather unusual to be looking at those photographs in that situation. Yeah, it's not the same as magazines, which people read in secrets. Yeah? It's very, very strange. It's a very strange idea. But the most important thing. Okay, the most important thing is this sentence.
editorial and news content is not separated. This is the most important thing about popular newspapers. Let me explain. In many newspapers like Le Monde or The Times, you have a news article and an opinion article, and they are separate. In the popular newspapers, there is no separation. Every article is news and opinion, news and opinion. Very, very important. So it's very outspoken. Ça ressemble à, si vous avez des amis qui ne peuvent pas vous raconter quoi que ce soit sans leur opinion au centre de l'histoire. C'est pour ça. Okay? Yeah. Very, very important. And, au contrario, the quality newspapers have longer articles. Longer articles. So more like Le Monde. Because the problem with Le Monde is it's a very good newspaper, but you need 2 days to read one day's newspaper. It's a long, yeah. In Le Monde Diplomatique, n'en parlons pas. Quality newspapers give more in-depth economic and political analysis. So you will have longer articles about the economic crisis, a full-page article, where in the popular newspaper you have a very short article. And the quality newspapers also write a lot about social and cultural issues. Now, I don't want to exaggerate, because in Britain, even the quality newspapers have a lot of sports, a lot of sports. In The Times, you have 5 pages of sports every day, even in The Times. Yeah, so it's not completely serious. But the most important thing, editorial and news content is generally separate. You have an article of news, of information, and a separate article of the opinion. Actually, of the opinion of people about the news. Of course, it's not exactly the same people who read the quality newspapers and who read the popular newspapers. If you are a bus driver, at lunchtime you go to the canteen, you will probably see people reading popular newspapers. Popular newspapers are more read by ordinary working class people, in general. If you are a university teacher, and you go to the university teacher's room, you will probably see quality newspapers. This is not always true, it's generally true. A lot of people buy The Times and The Sun. One for the gossip and the sport, and one for the serious thing. There's a lot of people who buy both of them. I don't want to exaggerate, but there is a general division. And finally, there are some newspapers who try to be in the middle. Not too serious, but not too popular. And this is what we call mid-market, donc milieu du marché. Okay, for example, the Daily Mail and the Daily Express, they try to be somewhere in the middle. Now, it has to be said that the vast majority of English national daily newspapers are rather conservative, they are rather right-wing. And we will see this in a moment. Oh. Non, il ne faut pas tout écrire. Hein. Écris seulement ce qui est en japonais. Yeah. Is that a question? In the quality newspapers. Oh, in the mid-market, intermediates. Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. I'm going to move on anyway. Let's have a look first of all then at the popular dailies. The leader is The Sun, and every day they sell 2.7 million copies. 2 millions et demi de copies tous les jours. Now, in France this is impossible. no newspaper in France dreams of selling 2.5 million. It can't be done. That is an absolutely enormous number in 2010. And just behind the Daily Mail with 2 million. Every day. The Daily Mirror. Qui le seul qui est un peu à gauche. Daily Popular. 1.1 million. The Daily Star, 9.7 million. Alors parfois j'ai mis un point et parfois j'ai mis un virgule. Mais en fait, bien sûr, c'est un point qu'il fallait. Le virgule, c'est du français, ça. And the Daily Express, 600,000. The Daily Express, sometimes considered to be a mid-market daily. So if you look at this, this is a really incredible phenomenon. Every day, 2.7, 4.7, 5.7, 6 million popular newspapers every day. It's incredible. It's a massive market. And they are very competitive, of course. If you open the Sun, you know, win free something. D'ailleurs, on a dit que les titres les plus accrocheurs du monde entier doivent contenir le mot gratuit, ou bien le mot sexe, ou bien le mot gagner. Alors, gagner du sexe gratuit, c'est le titre pour vendre des journaux. C'est ce qu'on m'a dit. OK. Yeah, the Daily Star is not so popular. Yeah, 0.7. So, il y en a qui survivent avec un niveau de circulation qu'on pouvait trouver en France. Hein? Yeah?
Mais c'est payant,
les mondes. Ah oui, tout à fait, ils sont tous payants. No, they're not expensive, no. I think these cost around 40 centimes, 40 centimes. Something like that, the popular newspaper. That's very important. They are not expensive, but they are, you do buy them. And... Si, 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 j'y viendrai. Mais même ici, en fait, vous êtes parisien, vous savez qu'en province, c'est un truc de... C'est en Bordeaux. Et alors, c'est un truc un peu spécial. Et aussi, même si c'est à 40 centimes, vous imaginez, vous en vendez 2 millions et demi, et ça va. Okay. So here we have a couple of examples of front pages. Il y a trop de lumière, mais bon, j'y peux rien. Here we have the Sun, and they have found a photograph of Prince Harry, the prince, Harry, and where he was really wearing a Nazi symbol.
C'était pour un bal masqué, il trouvait ça rigolo.
Yeah, yeah, really, it's true. And and somebody was very lucky because they took the photograph and they phoned the Sun and said £100,000 for a photograph. Yeah? And the Sun says, yes, of course, no problem. Si vous êtes au bon endroit, au bon moment, one photograph is a lot of money. And the headline, Harry the Nazi. La reine n'est pas contente. Par contre, ça montre qu'il y a la liberté de la presse. Okay? Yes, so that was one example. On the other side, you have the Daily Mail. Now, the Daily Mail is very conservative, and this is an example. 574,000. C'est le nombre d'immigrés. Le nombre d'immigrés chaque année, selon le Daily Mail. Donc, c'est une première page d'orientation raciste. Alors, vous avez vu, il y a tant que ça qui viennent tous les ans. Et de l'autre côté, c'est le nombre de Britanniques qui ont quitté le pays. Donc, bon, c'est... That is to say that, yeah, it's not a directly racist headline, but the intention is obviously racist. It's so, the Daily Mail is something like that. Donc c'est marqué 574,000. Le nombre qui sont venus vivre ici en un an seulement, et ça compte pas les immigrés illégaux et les immigrés sans nombre que nous ne connaissons même pas. Vous avez bien vu, ils n'ont pas compté le nombre d'immigrés qui rentrent chez eux tous les ans. Hein. les Polonais savent bien, parce qu'ils ont une intention politique derrière. Ok, so you can see that the newspapers are sometimes pretty... This would be probably unusual in a French newspaper. Parce que notez bien que ce n'est pas National Hebdo, c'est un journal qui vend un million. Hein? Ok, couple more examples. Oh, also, you notice something about the audience. Up here you have... Qu'est-ce qui est marqué là? Holes from 9:50. Holes? Yeah, holidays, yes. Holidays. Des vacances à partir de 10 livres seulement. Yeah? Okay, so extremely cheap hotels, caravans, etc. Extremely cheap. This is for people who don't go on holiday, because they don't have enough money. And they collect the things and then they can have a very cheap holiday. Yes. The Daily Mail also, the other newspaper also is giving something free. Look at the top. Pocket Sudoku machine for every reader. It's a machine which helps you to do these Sudoku games. Okay. So very often the newspapers give things away free. Here we have some more. So you can see on the right here, the Daily Star, still only 30 pence, yeah? So 35 centimes d'euros. So non-expensive. And you can see the style, more or less. And here we have, I still love Diana. This is a man who still loves Diana, even though she is dead. Good. Okay, yeah, so you can see the style. On the other side, you have something rather specific, a very, very famous front page of The Sun. This is a few years ago when Jacques Delors, who was the president of the European Union, said something about that England should join the Euro or the ECU, and The Sun said... À midi demain, on demande à tous nos lecteurs de se tourner vers la France et le faire l'équivalent anglais du doigt d'honneur. Et le titre qui rime, c'est « Va te faire foutre de l'or », mais ça rime en anglais. « Up yours, the Lord ». Ok. Si. Yeah. Oui, ça veut dire « Va te faire foutre de l'or », mais ça rime en anglais. Ok. So, in fact, the Sun specializes in saying negative things about the French. The Sun does not like the French. Okay, so there you go. Finally, then, it's not always political. Here. Le Sun a sauvé la vie d'un âne qui faisait de la parapente. Okay? Okay, yeah. You see the style. It's quite funny. And over here, we have two things. At the bottom, Home to Die with Mum. This is a television star who is dying of cancer and has decided not to stay in hospital, but to go home to die with mum. Yeah, it's not, c'est pas d'un goût merveilleux, c'est pas d'un goût, c'est raffiné. So the front page news is, yes, she's going to die at home. And at the top, you have, I know secrets of Beck's tackle. Alors, tacler en football, bien sûr, c'est un truc qu'il faut faire quand même. Donc, mais c'est un jeu de mots. C'est la dame qui dit, je connais les secrets de son tackle, donc sa capacité de tacler, mais tackle has another meaning. It's a part of a man's body. Okay? It's a part of a man's body. Yes, okay. Yes, so... Yeah. ce n'est pas un gros mot, c'est un euphémisme. So, I think I have given you some idea of the atmosphere of the popular newspapers. Sometimes they are, however, very political. Sometimes they are very political. And this is an article from last year. And in this case, it's an exception. The Sun is apologizing. And this is what they say. Un article dans notre journal du 15 septembre a dit que le dirigeant syndical Bob Crowe avait fait payer le syndicat pour sa maison et sa voiture de luxe. En réalité, sa maison n'est pas subventionnée par le syndicat et il ne possède pas de voiture, il utilise seulement les transports publics. Nous sommes désolés et nous nous excusons. So, in fact, what had happened here is they had invented a story about the union leader. What is exceptional is they apologize. They invent stories regularly. There are many books which have been written about the Sun. They happily invent stories. And that's one of the disadvantages. When there are elections, the popular newspapers do not hesitate to say on the front page who you should vote for. And this is the Sun at the last election. C'est le conservateur, our only hope. This is an interesting idea because in France it is not traditional for the newspapers to say on the front page, vote for Sarkozy or Hollande. It's not a tradition. Now, we know that Le Figaro, we know who Le Figaro supports, but they do not say it on the front page. It's not a tradition. Whereas here is the Sun, vote Conservative, and here is the Daily Mirror, vote Labour. Et qu'est-ce que vous savez? Vous savez le candidat de droite, déguisé en vampire avec un pic dans le cœur, parce que c'est comme ça quand tu les vampires. Okay, so you can see it's a very exciting, dramatic way of doing things. Now, among the five national daily popular newspapers, or the tabloid, pour dire popular newspaper, it's the same idea, only one is left-wing, a little bit left-wing. It is the Daily Mirror. They were very happy with Barack Obama's election, for example. And this is a front page of the Daily Mirror against the war in Iraq. Contre la guerre en Irak, première page. So very, perhaps, rather surprising. Et donc, d'accord, Tony Blair, à l'époque, prouvez-le. C'est-à-dire, vous avez tort. Okay, so the Daily Mirror is the left popular newspaper. For example, here you have a front page, My Hell in Camp X-Ray. And this is the story of a British man who was arrested in Iraq or in Afghanistan, and he went to Guantanamo for 5 years without a trial, without an accusation or anything, and he was finally released. He came back to Britain, and here you have the story, On m'a torturé, etc. Yeah. So you have the story on the front page of a newspaper which sells a million copies. So it's an interesting sort of idea. En général, c'est le genre d'histoire qu'on verrait plutôt dans un journal militant de très à gauche. Là, c'est un quotidien, My Hell in Camp X-Ray. All of the other daily tabloids are right-wing or conservative. So here, un peu comme en France, la nouvelle mode, c'est de taper sur les musulmans. And so here is a headline against the Muslims. Le danger musulman, et tout ça. But at the same time, you can see some of the characteristics of the audiences. The audience, gagner une machine à laver. Gagner une machine à laver. Oui, oui, c'est un certain public. Ouais, c'est vrai que quand on en a pas, on en a besoin, mais quand même, ça ne fait pas trop rêver. Oui, mais vous, vous rigolez parce que c'est encore vos parents qui font vos lessives. Hein. Ok. A flag for every hero. This is the anniversary of the Normandy landings. L'anniversaire du débarquement en Normandie. Yeah, so a big nationalist celebration. Again, the Daily Mail here, very conservative. Very conservative, the Daily Mail. You can see on the right, the Queen, long to reign over us. This was for her 50 years on the throne. She's been on the throne for 50 years. And sometimes scandal. Les réseaux sociaux peuvent endommager les cerveaux de nos enfants. Yeah. Okay? Social websites harm a child's brain. Ce qui explique quelque chose. Okay. Brain. The cerveau. The cerveau. And one last one. This one is the People. And the People is a Sunday newspaper. The People is a newspaper which is only published on a Sunday. And this is more John Leslie sex orgy pick plot. Il faut lire, il faut commencer à la fin. Conspiration. Conspiration autour des photos du partout sexuel de ce garçon. Je ne sais pas ce que c'est qu'une partout non sexuelle, par exemple. Ok. The style. What is shut up. What is notable is that this sells, again, this sells a lot of copies. It's not a magazine for a minority. It sells a lot of copies. One of the most important Sunday newspapers had a big scandal this year. The News of the World was a very popular newspaper from 1843 until 2011. And this year they closed the News of the World because they were involved in something very scandalous. And what they did is they wanted a good story. Of course, in popular newspapers, the most important thing is a good story. So, for example, there was a young woman who was kidnapped. A young woman was kidnapped, and the journalists tapped her phone, listened to her mobile phone, to get information about the kidnapping before everybody else. Ils avaient mis sous écoute des victimes de kidnapping, la famille des victimes du meurtre, d'assassinat, etc., pour avoir l'histoire en premier. Okay, so, and the scandal was so big, this was really a big scandal, and they also tapped the phones of policemen, government ministers, etc., and they were obliged to close the newspaper. This newspaper sold 3 million every Sunday, and they closed it after 150 years. Notamment, ce qui a choqué beaucoup, c'est qu'il y a eu des soldats tués à la guerre en Irak, et ils avaient mis sous écoute toute leur famille pour avoir des bonnes citations pour mettre dans le journal. Alors, ça n'a pas passé, quoi. Ça n'a pas passé. Ils sont 4 ans, puis ils ont... It's really a big scandal. The News of the World, and this is their last... That last headline, thank you and goodbye. So, a big event there in the world of popular newspapers. Final event for today, quality newspapers. So generally longer articles, a little more intellectual. This is more along the lines of Le Monde and Libération. But there is a big difference because if you read Le Monde or Libération, you will regularly find articles from university professors, philosophers. In England, never. Nobody ever prints an article in a daily newspaper by a university professor. It's impossible. In France, intellectuals are very respected in the press, but not in England. Okay. There are three conservative dailies. The Daily Telegraph, 634,000 copies. So you see that that's a lot of copies, but much less than the Sun and the Daily Mirror. These newspapers make money from advertising because the people who read the newspapers have more money, and so the advertisers will pay a little more to attract them. The Times and the Financial Times. C'est pas la peine de noter le tirage exact, je ne vais jamais vous demander quelque chose comme ça. Je vous demanderai quel est le plus gros et le plus petit, mais je ne vais pas demander le tirage exact. And there are two quality papers which are more left, the Independent, the Guardian, and the Independent. They are pretty good. They are... In general, I think the English newspapers are well written. The popular newspapers and the quality newspapers, they're well written. They're funny. They're well put together, I think. I'm afraid that's all we have time for. That's all we have time for today, I think. Yep. Yeah, that's all for today. Remember, not next week, the week after. Okay? In 2 weeks' time. Merci.